This is Ozarks at Large. The inability of Congress to reach an agreement on ending the sequester means some programs in Arkansas could suffer if mandatory spending cuts in defense and domestic programs go into effect on March 1st. Malcolm Glover from our partner station KUAR in Little Rock attended an event in the capital city recently where various interest groups rallied together to encourage lawmakers to act before they say it's too late.
Chilly temperatures and freezing rain weren't going to stop Candace Collins from voicing her concerns about looming federal cuts. She and others gathered outside Martin Luther King Jr. Magnet Elementary School in Little Rock.
I'm telling you, but this is part of our work. I'm no matter hot, 100-degree weather, snow, ice, rain.
Collins is the state coordinator for Americans for Tax Fairness, a group that wants to end the Bush-era tax cuts for the richest 2% of Americans. She says the government should take a balanced approach when addressing fiscal challenges so the poor and middle class won't always suffer.
The most damaging effects of the sequester are on the middle class, and we have selected an elementary school because we want people in Arkansas to be aware of what those cuts may do. So you can call our congressional delegation while they are here on recess. In my opinion, they really should be up there working.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. Budget cuts due to sequestration could negatively impact a variety of education programs. Donna Morey, the president of the Arkansas Education Association, says lawmakers in Washington need to be concerned about kids, not cuts. She says indiscriminate spending cuts could have a devastating impact on the next generation.
In Arkansas, over $50 million worth of cuts, potential job loss of at least 800, and over 72,000 children will be affected. That's Arkansas's part of the sequester on educational cuts.
That's right. Yeah. Kids, not cuts.
Yes. No cuts.
Right. Kids, not cuts.
Morey says grants to local education agencies, as well as funds for rural education, special education, preschool, Head Start, adult literacy, and other learning programs could all be threatened by pending cuts. Morey and Collins were a part of a coalition of education advocates and community activists who met with U.S. Senator Mark Pryor on Tuesday. Pryor said the sequester will probably happen and ultimately force Congress to act in a responsible manner. Candace Collins says Arkansans have to get active and call their congressmen and senators.
I'm kind of the opinion, too, that if the sequester kick in, Americans will see, and then there'll be an outcry from the people because it doesn't have to be that way. But they refuse to negotiate with our president. They can't seem to bring themselves up to the challenge of doing what's right.
Though she understands the concerns of some Republicans who say the sequester could help control the nation's ballooning deficit, Collins says she agrees with President Obama that cuts should be done in a balanced way that protects the programs the middle class relies on. In Little Rock, I'm Malcolm Glover.
Imagine the best celebrity party ever, where Martha Stewart asks Jake Tapper about his date with Monica Lewinsky. Hey, there's Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell talking about her thing for sloths. And in the corner, Bonnie Raitt flirting with Carl Castle. I'm Peter Sagal. Put on your slinkiest outfit and join us for this week's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the news quiz from NPR.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Saturday morning at 9 on KUAF 91.3 FM.